Well, joining us this morning, it is City Council President Richard Scorman for his monthly visit. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for coming in. And it sounds like a lot happened, of course, at the meeting yesterday. In fact, a vote happened. And it kind of a controversial vote, wasn't it? The area that is going to be used, the land for the Air Force Academy Visitor Center, has now been designated as a blighted area.
Well, it has an urban renewal designation, and what it means, blighted, is the definition of the state means that you could, as long as you don't have services there, you can use this money for this purpose. And what they were able to do was put together a lot of partnerships with the School District 20 unanimously voted for this. So did the county commissioners, the library district, the Southeast Water Conservancy District, and the City of Colorado Springs. All of us are going to contribute to the infrastructure for this project.
And it is a big project. It is a costly project, too.
It really is. It's a $54 million facility.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't have happened without this tool. And it's not something that the council or that other governments are going to use easily, but there was a big public purpose to this. And this is my opinion, and there are certain council members who disagreed, and we all understood each other, because it's not usual that you put this urban renewal money into something like this.
Yeah.
But the visitor center is going to be free, no admission for 50 years. It's going to have a large ability to help market the Air Force and everything it does, in terms not only for recruiting students, but for all the professors and research that they're doing. Mm-hmm. There's going to be two convention-style hotels up there, and it gets it off of the inside the gates. So
right.
It's right off the highway. And so it's been a big burden on the Air Force to have to, you know, they have as many as a million visitors. They have to inspect every car, open every trunk. They have to go through that whole process. This is going to be able to get tourists right off the highway without going through the gate.
So this designation, of course, like you said, would help generate money, though, to put back into that project.
Yes, exactly. So $30 million, and by the way, this is a $220 million project, but $30 million of it is going to come from this resource, which is tax increment financing, which is money that comes back from the taxes collected to help build the infrastructure. Mm. So it's about the utilities, it's about the roads, it's not about the visitor center itself, but then the visitor center will be able to be privately funded.
Right.
And
okay.
So it's a complicated issue, and it's not a clear one, and it's not a tool that we've used very much. We used it one other time 9 years ago, and it's not something that will be used often again. It's really meant for blighted areas, you know, mostly urban areas, to put in the infrastructure to help revitalize.
And as you were just kind of mentioning, some of the council members said, no, this does not fall under that state definition.
That's right. And so it was a 5-3 vote. There were all of us were saying this is a tool that we don't want to use very liberally. If it didn't have a strong public purpose, we wouldn't have gone forward with it. But it was something that not only us, but all these other government entities felt was a real value to the community.
Right.
1,100 permanent jobs, $2.5 billion in economic growth for the community, 50 years of a free visitor center that
right.
the Air Force Academy is going to manage and run. They're going to have a parachute training center there.
Amazing.
And so all this is for, it really does help the community. It helps all the other parts of the community as well, because it's going to increase our taxes by about $50 million.
Right.
And so it's not an easy one. We all understood each other. Nobody liked to use this tool, but it was the only thing that was available.
And what is kind of the designated start time for starting to break ground and starting on this project?
Well, I think they want to have this done by 21. So I think they're going to start breaking ground here soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of other kinds of development issues they have to go through. They
Absolutely.
Have to get all these plans approved. But it's going to be, you know, hopefully done in a couple, 3 years.
Perfect. Okay. If you have a chance to stick around for another break, it sounds like... some annexation difficulties for the city, especially for utility stuff. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Sure.
Okay, we'll have more with City Council President Richard Scorman next on KRDO's Morning News. Well, joining us this morning, Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Scorman is here. And we were kind of talking about this before the break. And we know here in El Paso County, in the Pikes Peak region, all of our communities are very close together, right?
That's right.
But this also is leading to some annexation issues, difficulties, and especially with utilities. And I think this is something that is really kind of a new discussion for everybody here in our region.
Well, we want to get our arms around how we're going to grow as a community in the future. And is the community just the city of Colorado Springs? Because right now, there's not that much land to grow except the Manning Lewis Ranch.
Right.
And that is significant. But otherwise, a lot of the development that's happening and the growth is happening in the unincorporated county. Now, there's a 300-year water rule in the county, and we're drawing down the aquifers, and there's many communities that may not have the ability to provide their own water in the next 20, 30, 40 years. Colorado Springs Utilities is the big water player in the region.
Okay.
So if we annex and we are able to bring in people, then we have to provide water that goes to the ratepayers and the citizens owners of Colorado Springs. We have to give that to people in the county.
Right.
But what do we do? Do we say to a monument in the future, or to a security, or to a Calhan? You know, they're talking about 50,000 people being the Calhan area. You know, do we say, sorry, you have to drink bottled water, and we have water in Colorado Springs that we can sell you.
We can't supply.
So we need to have a good discussion among ourselves with utilities. We need to talk about what we can provide for the whole region. And then we need to sit down with our regional partners, the county, Fountain, Monument, all the big players, and really talk about all this openly. How are we going to look to our future? Because it's everybody who lives in the county works in the city, and most of them do. There's not much industry out there.
Right.
And they're all paying taxes when they come into the city, and they're all being players in terms of our economy. But the city provides a lot of the infrastructure,
right?
The stormwater infrastructure. We provide most of the parks. And so how do we divvy this up evenly? And the fact is, we're going to grow. I always joke
right.
with people that it's birth rate over death rate.
Yeah.
So we're going to grow by about 5,000 people a year just naturally.
Right.
And then all the people that want to move here, you can add another 5,000. And so I always say, if we had mandatory birth control or euthanasia, we would stop growing. But otherwise, we are going to grow.
Yeah, which is not possible, obviously. Well, and it sounds like this has been a kind of a growing discussion. And it sounds like from what you're saying, it's now going to turn public. Because like you're saying, in some of these areas, 15 to 20 years, there may not be access to water.
Yeah, and they're talking about, really, our county is the most populated county right now in the state. We're going to be 1 million people over the next 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. We have to plan for it
right, as
a region, and I'm more of a regionalist. There's some on council that are very protective about Colorado Springs Utilities and our resources, right now, though, we're facilitating the urban level development in the county because it's cheaper to develop out there.
Right.
And so there's a lot of different questions that we need to ask ourselves and understand what we want to do for the future.
And it sounds like that discussion is just beginning. City Council President Richard Scorman, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Yeah, no, happy to.
Thank you so much. It is 7:52, KRDO's Morning News.